Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. It's time for a member question. Alejandro writes in the last video, "What do you recommend for someone who still struggles making the basic changes?" So yeah, I realized that everything I've been doing has kind of made some assumptions about, you know, what the audience is on this Patreon. I don't know a lot about everyone who's out there because not everyone writes comments. So this helps me a lot to sort of direct things. So I'm going to do a video on some basics, and I'm going to tell you about how I think about playing changes. You know, it's actually not that complicated. So the rest of the question goes, "I like to play more motivically, but then I find I start to get lost in the changes. Always heard it's best to stick to a melody, but then I try to elaborate and I feel like I land on too many clams," clams being bad notes. But when I run the arpeggios, it ends up sounding stiff and formulaic. That certainly is true. In the Joe Pass book, he recommends, I think he's talking about this Joe Pass book right here, Joe Pass Guitar Style. He recommends just practicing a steady stream of eighth notes, connecting the chord tones. Is that the best place to start? I would say that's easy for Joe Pass to say. I'd say absolutely not. This is absolutely not the best place to start, because maybe start with whole notes and then half notes and then quarter notes and then eighth notes or something. But still, that's not phrasing, and that's not anything rhythmic. That's just sort of connecting notes. So I'm going to talk about, I'll tell a little story here. So here's my story. When I was about 12, I'd say, and just getting into jazz. Before that, I played classical, and I played Beatles tunes and Stevie Wonder tunes and things like that by ear. And I had some little, like, simplified kind of sheet music that I could read and stuff. But I heard jazz. I heard Charlie Christian. I heard Wes Montgomery. I heard Thelonious Monk. And I was like, I want to understand what's going on here. And I had, of course, Miles Davis kind of blue. And I brought that to my teacher at the time, who was not really a jazz player, but certainly understands about, you know, playing changes and what harmony is and stuff like that. And I brought, you know, I was like, well, this tune all blues. And I was playing the melody. That whole thing. And I actually, at that time, I didn't even understand that the solo was improvised. I thought the solo was still part of the composition or something like that. You know, I really had no idea what was going on. So I asked my teacher, I was like, well, how do I, like, I heard there's, like, this solo, and he's explaining to me, no, this is the part that's written, and then after that is the solo. That's, like, they're, like, improvising there. But I was like, well, it still sounds like it's, like, you know, together, like, everybody's together doing the same thing. How does that work? And he's like, well, they're playing the changes, you know. And I was like, well, what are changes? What are the changes? How do I learn how to play changes? And he's like, okay, well, here's this melody. It goes, da, da, da. Then it goes, and then it goes back. So what changed? And I said, well, I guess it's that note. which is a B natural in the key of G, change to that B flat, because he didn't go. He went. So that sounds different than what was happening before. And he was like, yeah, that's the change. That's the changes. So we didn't talk about the chords, really, like just C, G7, C7, or that it's even a blues or whatever. He was like, that's the change. Just see if you can work with that to start off with. You know, just see if you can play some stuff that, where you use that note. And then when it goes to that other sound, you know, which is, I learned later as I go into the four chord on a blues, that note's going to change, you know. So I might be like... change it there, and for a long time I just was like, well, that's what changes are, that's the notes that are changing. And to tell you the truth, that's still the way that I think about changes. I don't think about changes in terms of chords. I don't think about changes in terms of scales or modes or this and that altered and this and that Locrian and dominant and all that stuff. I do, I mean, I know those things, and I'm able to play in keys and stuff like that, but I think mostly in terms of keys and changes, you know. So, you know, on a tune, a simple tune like the beginners play a lot, like There Will Never Be Another You. Sometimes I'll have a student come to me who's like, well, how do I play these changes? What are the changes? And I say, well, and I'll give the same lesson that my teacher gave to me, which is, well, what's the first? I'm going to tell you what I think is the first change. I think it's a B natural. And it's a B natural, but it starts out at E flat, and then it has this like D half diminished, and then it goes to G7. And I said, well, that G7 contains this note, B natural. And if you hear Sonny Rollins play this tune or somebody, they're always going to hit that note. Most of the time, they're going to hit that note in that spot because that note is outside of the key. It's the first note that changes that's not in the key. There's nothing in that D half diminished. That's an F minor. That's still in the key of E flat. There's nothing different about that sound. But when you get to the G7, it has that leading tone. So if I'm just playing straight stuff in E flat... come to that, then to me that gives the flavor of that whole sound. That's the most important note at that point, the notes that change, you know, the notes that have the accidentals in the key signature and stuff like that. So, and I say, well, what's the next change? The next change in that tune is going to be a D flat, right? Because you got... that D flat is going to go to the C to indicate that you're going to the four chord. That's the same flatted seventh sound that you have in a blues, you know, when you're about to go to the four chord, you're going to... When you're going to go to the four chord, you hit that note and it's going there. So that's the next change. I say, well, first you got B natural, and then you have D flat. And these, if you just aim for these spots and those notes, that will really get you through in a different way than thinking that every chord has a scale. To me, that has never worked for me, and it doesn't to me sound like the way that anyone that I really like. It doesn't sound like they're thinking that way. You know, I'm trying to think of it in a melodic way. And what notes do I want to hit, you know? C flat. That's going to be an A natural. We'll change to an A flat. There's my B natural. you kind of a through line in the tune, you know. And so back to confirmation, which is a more complicated set of chord changes, change, you know. And now I would say, well, the first change is C sharp, you know, because you got. And then the next change after that is going to be, interestingly enough, that's very, very similar to There Will Be Another You, because There Will Be Another You, it goes to the, is the first change you have is on the five of the six, right? Right to the six, and the next change is of the five of the four. And on confirmation, I never noticed that before, but it's so common that it happens in a million tunes, so that's C sharp. That's outside of the key of F. There's no C sharp in the key of F, so that note sticks out. And then that leads up to D, obviously, to go to the D minor, and then you have this E flat, which is the indicating the five of four, right? You're going to the B flat. And if you've heard versions of confirmation, many of them will have this background that goes. You know, so you know, I would say I'll give you a possible counterline made out of those nice notes to play on confirmation. So I would start at C. Flat to the D, right? Then it's gonna go C to a B natural, because that's a G, that's a secondary dominant there, five of two, and then that goes to a B flat, back to, I guess, that really goes to A. Da, da, da. But you go up to C if you want to start in the same place. Da, actually, there's no B natural in the second ending. It's just going to go, sorry, this is the second A. C sharp, D, E flat, D, C, B flat, A. Then, what do you do on the bridge? You could do a number of things. I'll start on E flat. So I just started on the third of the 2-5-1, you know, on an E flat. Now, if you started on the other note that's logical to start on, which would be the B flat, then you could go. I'm trying to stay in the same range, so let's do the E flat. On the C, and then you're still on the C. Da, 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 da. Very simple, right? I'll sing that line as I play the chord changes. One, two, three. Da 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 Bobo. Okay. That's, to me, if I'm just thinking, I'm guaranteed already to hit the key notes of that chord progression, you know. That's much simpler to me than thinking of scales and stuff like that. And it's melodic. It's melodically based. And it's based on what is changing. The things that change are the things that indicate that something is happening, right? And to me, that's, even though from that first lesson is not, that I talked about with all blues, it's not conventionally what people mean when they say these are the changes. You know, tell me the changes to that tune, you know, F major 7, E, all these chords. When I'm soloing, that's what I'm thinking of in terms of the changes. What is changing? We got one flat, you know, in this key signature. And then you have this sharp, C sharp. Then you got that E flat coming up. It goes to the D, it goes to the D flat, you know. It doesn't go to the D flat. It goes to D, and then it goes to C, and then it goes to B natural, you know. That B natural is very important on the secondary dominant. That doesn't happen on the second ending, you know. And you can start with that, and you're going to find that right away it sounds pretty decent. You know, it sounds like you're getting the essence of the tune, much more so than if you were running arpeggios or scales or just trying to jump somehow straight into playing Joe Pass kind of bebop lines, you know. That would be basically not possible, I don't think, without some sort of experience, you know. So I hope that helps, Alejandro. Thanks for the question, and I'll get back again with continuing on confirmation with a couple more ideas. All right, enjoy your Thanksgiving week. I hope to I'm going to be a little busy this week cooking and stuff like that, but I'll be able to sneak away and get a little practice in here. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.